Security officer looking forward to posting 10th of April 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Starbase XVI Earth Orbit. Ensign Bert Cameron, Red Cameron, recent graduate of Starfleet Beauty Academy and School of Space Business. Can't wait to get into space. Quote, ever since I was little, I've wanted to be a little spacetronaut. Yearned to go meet new space creatures and get killed by them. Even after I left the space cadets, I never gave up hope that one day I would have the opportunity to go out where no man has gone before and have a plant of some sort blow pollen in my face, allowing me just enough time to let out a single short scream before slumping to the ground dead, unquote. Mr. Cameron, achieved the rank of junior space cadet in the Space Cadet Corps before being discharged at the age of 13 for what his commandant, Vice Admiral Owen Braxton, noted on Bert's permanent record as, quote, an excessive zeal in the pursuit of an early demise, unquote. UN News was unable to contact the Vice Admiral for an interview, as an alien of unknown origin appeared during Bert's court-martial and erased the long-serving officer from history. While Bert miraculously emerged unscathed from the incident, he doesn't remember his former commandant at all, as he never existed. His academy roommate, Chester Ixelvik, admits, quote, he was a danger to himself and those around him. He spent nearly a third of his time in sickbay recuperating from one close call or another, and for the other two-thirds, the people around him dropped like flies. I mean, I was his eighth roommate. I was so scared of him that I pretty much cut the cost of the fourth year of an academy just to avoid being in the same room with him. Sure, I have to repeat a year, but at least I'm still alive. And I thought my home world of Sharon was dangerous, what with the war between the guys that looked like humans with black grease paint on the left side of their body and white on the right side, and the guys who were the same, but vice versa and all, unquote. Dale Greskin, head of Starfleet Academy, shudders when he remembers the carnage that inevitably followed Cameron in Cameron's wake. Quote, he was always getting into trouble. Whether it was fights with Klingons, transporter malfunctions, getting caught with alien force fields, or poking unidentified space fungus, he was always this close to getting himself killed, unquote, the Commodore stated, holding up one hand with the index finger 3,000 microns away from his thumb. Quote, the other students just called him Red Shirt. I just called him an administrative nightmare. In the 4 years that he spent here, I had to send over 20 letters of condolence to parents whose students had come out to unfortunate ends because they had the misfortune to be around him. We would have just kicked him out, but frankly, our staff was too scared to be in the same room with him, even for a minute, for the interviews necessary to get rid of him. Mostly, we just let the computer teach him, unquote. Ensign Cameron has been posted to the NCC 1701. The Enterprise, a Constitution-class starship and Starfleet's state-of-the-art, is expected to provide plenty of adventure for the ensign while on its five-year mission to explore the deepest regions of space. Says Ensign Cameron excitedly, quote, I can't wait. I got my posting instructions right here. I hope we go to a cowboy world and a gangster world and one that looks just like Southern California, and one where people feed big plates of fruit into a giant polystyrene volcano shaped like a dragon's head. That'll be cool, unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.
He's dead, Jim.
He's dead, Jim.
He's dead, Jim.
Dead, Jim.